This is the Dream Man Podcast with the results of WrestleMania Night 1. Jay, how you feeling about the results?
The results.
Overall? Yes.
It was mess.
It was
okay.
Meh.
Okay. Okay.
But the matches that needed to hit. If that makes sense.
No, they did. Yeah, that's it.
Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Dominik. That didn't give two fucks about that match.
Yeah, but we got to care about
that. Didn't care about
the
that.
Other matches, like,
but the other match is like Jay, Jimmy versus Jay.
The tag team, Roman and The Rock versus Cody.
Nigga, I've been drinking. Let me get my thoughts together. A little?
A lot.
Well, I'm not
a little.
I fell asleep, woke up and said, yo, we in that bitch. Hey, don't judge, motherfucker. It is what it is. Let that bitch ride.
Let's have some fun, people.
That's what this shit is about.
Okay, so the first match we had of the night was Mommy
versus
the Boss.
The Boss.
The Man.
The Man.
Becky Lynch.
And guess what?
Becky Lynch fell.
Like we said earlier in the previous podcast, that's a dub in predictions.
So we got this.
Because no one cares about the Irish last kicker. We care about our brutality.
Mommy did her El Thank You.
Okay, let me stop.
The second one we have. The six-man ladder tag team champion match. And we have as a result, A-Town down with
They won one of the belts.
Oh, no, I wrote down. No, no, they won SmackDown.
SmackDown.
And we have Awesome Truth as the Raw Tag Team Champions. Baby, we did it. Let's go.
What's up?
We did this shit.
That shit. That was a good one.
Amazing match right there. It was so much fun to watch.
And I hope.
It's on Peacock.
Hey, outside of that ladder having foam in it.
Yeah.
That cameraman was trash. That nigga showed all the foam in that damn ladder.
It kept showing it.
You're supposed to cut away from that bullshit. But hey, it's good.
It's all good.
It's all love.
Hey,
R-Truth got his W. That's all we care about.
Finally.
And The Miz.
Finally. And for the son versus father match, of course, Rey Mysterio won. No one really cares about that.
With fucking assist with Jason Kelsey.
That shit was kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie.
That was. Cause I said, who these niggas? And no joke, Alex was like, oh, this is the Kelsey brothers. I said, oh, it makes sense. And the mask came off. It was Lane Johnson.
It was.
I said, what the
fuck? Who is the center of the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, because, no, let them know. Let them know. We, NFC.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Alex is a Cowboys fan, a Giants fan, so we don't respect them at all. But the play with Kelsey retired, so he cool now. Lane Johnson
got dick.
It was a dope team.
Lane Johnson, who is the tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think he's a right tackle, too. I think right tackle.
He came in, assisted, and helped fucking Rey Mysterio get the win, which is dope. I'm happy about this shit. But we all knew it was coming. And for the Sami Zayn.
Gonta match.
Sami Zayn won.
I don't know what we predicted for that one.
I got one thing to say.
Let's go. Okay. But hey, Sami Zayn won.
And then, as Jay so eloquently called it,
the Black versus Japan match, Africa versus Japan.
Hey, real nigga stand up.
Hey, we got this. And I knew it was going to happen, but hey, whatever it is, it is what it is.
It happened because this is America.
No, if it was America, we would have lost.
No. Niggas go first in everything.
Yeah, think about it.
Presidents, black president. We next in line.
It takes a while, but we get there first.
Okay. And also, legit, WWE doesn't respect the Japanese wrestlers. Like when Shinsuke won the Royal Rumble, he lost.
That's true.
It started fucking low blowing. Everybody was very weird. They did it on purpose. That's why I say that.
But no. Like, real talk.
Stating facts, B. Facts, B. All day, B.
I'm sorry, real enough WWE fans, or we know that bullshit is bullshit, and you need to start respecting these Japanese wrestlers because they are the truth.
Them niggas be killing. They are fucking the truth.
And for the Cody Rhodes versus The Rock. Oh shit.
Oh, my bad.
We forgot the Jimmy and Jay. The Uso versus Uso match.
The Yeet versus No Yeet. But I'm too old to know what that means.
The Civil War, nigga.
I'm just cool.
The Yeet versus No Yeet. The Civil War of the WWE. The dream match that we all wanted. Jey Uso won, which is we wanted the Yeet.
Yeah, whatever that means, because niggas too old to that means.
But hey,
I mean, I ride with it, but hey, I'm just being real. I'm just being honest.
So.
All right, let's get through this, because nigga, I feel faded as fuck.
Hey, it's going good, right?
No, I'm saying no, because if I keep talking.
Okay.
Nigga, reckless with my life.
Shit.
But I drop a hot 16 anytime I feel like it. But that's another day.
Stop that.
Another story for another day.
What?
Should I drop it right now?
We got these good mics, and this nigga thinking he badass now. And so, for the final match of the night, we have the Bloodline versus
Roman Reigns. He is the Bloodline.
Yeah, let me go get that. We had the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and Seth freaking Rollins versus the final boss, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and our tribal
chief, Roman Reigns.
Guess who won, my boy?
My girl, my people. The Bloodline.
So won that. Why? Wanna know why? Because they was in the kitchen, wrist twisted, making stir fry.
You know, I'm not mad at that right now. I can't hate you right now. So that means tomorrow night, people, we are going to have a Bloodline Rules match.
And what does that mean?
Anything goes.
We don't know yet. Yeah, so that's what goes. I'm telling you.
So that means anything goes for the Bloodline. So does that mean anything goes for Cody? We don't know.
So remember one thing, by the way, our last episode, we gave our predictions. We are 100% minus the push, because we said DIY and Awesome Truth for the six-pack tag team challenge. Awesome Truth won, but DIY did not, and it was 8-0 down. That's a push. Hey, so your boys are on fire.
We are.
We know what we're talking about.
We are like 90%. Is that 90?
Nigga, just say 100.
No, because I'm all about accuracy.
What if they can't do math?
I'm joking.
We're like 98%.
I don't want to put my calculator right.
We got like two wrong.
Wait,
nigga, that's my phone.
Whose phone is that, nigga?
We're 98%. We good. So we're six out of six.
On the seventh match, it's a push. Whatever that math is, that's what happens.
It is what it is. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little short 9 minute and 30 second, 40 second, 50 second.
Hey.
We did. Listen, let me get it.
After night one, we came and recorded this right now. Tomorrow, we're going to watch night two and finish that recording of night two to give you an overall view of how we thought WrestleMania went.
We're not
going to
be as
drunk.
He won't.
I mean, we'll see. I'm just saying, we might not. That don't even matter.
We're going to be back tomorrow.
We're going to be back tomorrow. That's the point. We're going to finish this motherfucker right.
To let you motherfuckers
know what we think about WrestleMania 40.
If you're not down with that,
and if you're not down with that, we got two words for
you.
Scissor.
Scissor.
Suck a nigga dick or something.
Suck a nigga dick or something.
Suck a nigga dick or something.
Okay. Okay, we get it.
Peace out. All right. Peace out.
And we are back with the night two of WrestleMania. Yeah, it was a good show. Some things went our way, some things didn't go our way. But all in all, I enjoyed it. Jay's going to talk about the results right now.
All right, so first up, we had, who was that? Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. That match was a good way to start the night.
It was. It was.
And then you had that. To me, it was a surprise finish by having McIntyre win.
And then
the bigger surprise, Damian Priest cashing in.
Yeah.
I'm mad. Winning. I caught that, but not while we were recording.
Yeah, he did call it
that
too.
That made me mad. I thought I said it, but I didn't. But hey, still dope it happened. I was like, it's about time. Now we got some real change coming.
Mm-hmm.
Next match we had was the, well, I'm calling them the Hurt Business. Bobby Lashley and Street Profits. Versus the Final Testament. That was a dope ass match too.
It was. That was fun to watch.
I didn't know Bubba Ray was going to be the special guest referee.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be a street fight.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, there's good surprises all around.
It was a fun match to watch though.
When they passed down the get the tables thing, that was dope.
That shit was hard.
I love that. But yeah, Bobby Lashley and did I say they won already?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. You see who won.
All right, so the winners of that, of course, was Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, a.k.a. Hurt Business.
The Culture.
Then we had the one, the only L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. Them motherfuckers tore it down.
That was a good bout right there.
I feel like they were putting on for TNA low-key.
They were.
Because they had a hell of a match, too.
Yeah.
And the surprise, I thought AJ Styles was going to win that.
Nope.
But I forgot. We in the Paul Levesque era.
Yeah.
His boy's LA Knight. LA Knight got the dub.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the triple threat match for the U.S. title. Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. I believe my prediction was Randy Orton was going to win.
Yeah, mine was too.
We were wrong.
Logan Paul won. But it was a good bout. Yeah. Like I respect it because actually I hate Logan Paul. But he's actually a very good wrestler. Like, I give him props because he does it. He knows his shit.
Yeah, this ain't nothing to do with him, but I hate all that Prime advertisement they're doing.
Yes.
It was a little too much. I don't. Yes. Prime in the ring looked tacky. Yeah. Why they have bottles of Prime on the side and nobody drank not one of them?
Yeah.
Like, come on now. It was too much. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. It happens. But then the next match we had was Bayley versus Io Sky.
Which was good. That was a good match. It was kind of boring, but
the beginning was boring and it picked up for sure.
Yeah.
But that shit was nuts. Bayley winning the title.
Yep.
First WrestleMania win, I think they said.
Yep.
Which I was like, it was?
Yep.
Blew my mind, but hey, my boo got the W, you feel me?
Our boo. You can't because you say, hey.
Fine.
Okay.
Our boo was killing it. She did her thing.
Don't fuck around.
And last but not least, we had the main event. The Tribal Treat.
Tribal Treat. No diddy.
The Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. This match was very slow. A lot of shit talking.
Yeah.
One thing I pointed out, too, watching it, was there's a whole lot of cussing going on for no reason.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me. This, fuck that, shit this, shit that. And I'm like, you don't even need to be cussing, bro. It's like a little kid who finally learned how to cuss, and they go to school with a parent sitting around, and they just say every fucking cuss word. That's what it sounds like out there to me.
Yeah.
But whatever. But that was a good match. A lot of surprises.
Yeah.
I did not expect John Cena to pop up.
That's a big taker.
Yeah. And then Undertaker came out. Another big surprise. I'm still mad Dustin Rhodes wasn't involved.
Yeah.
Because the Undertaker's moment should have been Dustin Rhodes. I mean, He is the oldest son of Dusty. And then you got The Rock talking shit about the family. Talking about his mama saying shit. Bruh, he had to come throw hands.
Yep.
But, of course, a little disappointment. He wasn't there. But, again, that was a good way to close the night. So, I would say WWE is off to a really good start.
Paul Levesque era is killing it.
It is, yeah.
So, I'm definitely intrigued on how everything went down. I enjoyed it. We got really, really drunk last night.
Oh, my God.
And I've been hungover all day. Like, I did not wake up until Jaquan knocked on my door.
It was rough.
It's been a rough day.
I woke up mad as hell. I said, who told you to get up this early? I tried to go back to sleep, and I had my whole schedule thrown off. I was like, I got to be at Alex's house in like an hour. It had like 4 hours to go.
I'm raw dogging Crocs right now, and I never raw dog Crocs. Never. And I'm raw dogging Crocs right now.
Yeah. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a rough day. But all in all, I will say wrestling's back and we're going to have fun watching it again. Thank you, Triple H.
I did like, too, we saw it in the little flashback picture. They kept showing AEW wrestlers.
Yeah.
They showed Cody with the Young Bucks, then Cody with Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. Yep. I was like, okay, are they hinting at a potential working relationship here?
Which would be fun.
We need that.
Yeah.
We need to stop all this division and picking sides and shit and just crank out great content.
Yep.
Because both of them can succeed it's profitable for both sides.
Yeah. But we enjoyed it. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, we will see y'all next week with another episode of Dream Match Podcast.
Love you. Bye.
Deuces.